questions for new girls, FSA. I'm finally doing questions. I'm starting to think I should have done to begin with. Where are you right now and what are you wearing? Well, I'm sitting in my bed because I do this stuff a lot more right before I go to bed. And I'm wearing a blue t-shirt with white text that says, "Y'all need Jesus," which might be really accurate right now. And black basketball shorts. What brought you here at this time and what inspired you to record? Well, I don't know. I guess I just like the idea that some people get really happy, if you want to call it happy, and excited from the sound of my voice. Naturally, I've got a pretty high-pitched voice, and when I'm going around and doing things in person, I lower my voice a lot, because I don't know, it's a little embarrassing, I guess. But for these, I can just let it be however I want, and I can even make it a little bit higher pitched, and people will still like it, and they still enjoy it, and it feels really nice, and it's really nice to know that people enjoy it, and so it feels more comfortable too. And I've seen these FSA threads a lot for a really long time now, and I always think that the performances are really nice. they're really nice. They make for good evening things to listen to. And so if I can do this too, then that's fun too, I guess. I don't know. There's something like weirdly narcissistic and satisfying about listening to yourself moan. Have you ever recorded audios for this thread before? No, have not. Well, unless you mean all of the recordings I did right before this, in which case, yes, apparently a lot. Have you ever posted an audio in here in which you reached orgasm? If so, did it excite you to come from us knowing you were listening? I got really close with one of them, and once it finished, I definitely, finished after it, but, I don't know, I kind of move around a lot when I get really frisky and, really good feeling, so I feel like it'll mess up the recording and it'll be too muffled, like I'll cover up the mic or, knock the thing over or something, and I don't want that to mess up what would otherwise be a really good recording. Because it takes me a long time to do these, and I record them a couple of times each time sometimes, because I don't like how the first one sounded, or I thought that it sounded kind of bad, or I messed up a lot. And so if I get to the end of one that's really good, and I haven't messed up yet, and then I mess up because I start, you knowing, then that would suck, I guess. So, no, not really. It would be exciting, though. What are your kinks and turn-ons? Do you have a list? I like age play. I feel like I fit it really well. I like calling people daddy and a mommy. So, if there are any mommies that need scripts filled, I'm here for that too. Doing the mommy one a little bit ago was kind of fun. And I do like the idea of femdom. Just really gentle stuff. Of course, and the mommy part of it, but I don't fit that description very well, so I don't think I'll ever get a cute boy to take care of. I'll probably just get people who want to take care of me, but that's really okay too. It's really fun both ways, so I don't care either way. I can have fun no matter what, so who cares? I like the scripts where people get their first time. Either partner or both partners or just me. I think those all sound, really good, I guess. If there are too many people involved, I start to get jealous, so I don't like things with too many, partners and stuff. For a script, it's okay, and I'll have fun with it, because I want to please. But if it's one where, I'm trying to get excited while I'm doing it, I don't think that'd be as much fun. Oh boy, I'm only so many questions in and I'm rambling and it's already at 5 minutes. This is going to be so long. How often do you tend to masturbate? What's your preferred method? Blah, blah, blah. These questions are designed to make this take a long time. This isn't fair. Well, I don't have any toys, so it's just my hands. I'd say maybe every other day. And, oh God, I forgot the question. Usual method. I lay on my back. I look at some exciting images for a little bit until I get really into it. And then I take my pants and my undies off and I push the blanket away so I don't get them wet because I always make a mess. I get really, really wet and it makes a terrible, terrible mess. And then, sometimes I'll put on one of these audios because the sound of somebody else reaching an orgasm is really, really good. There's one recording on SoundCloud I have bookmarked where a secretary gets used in a closet or something by her boss, and that one sounds really, really good. And that's not the point. That's it. Most risky place I've ever masturbated to. Oh, I only ever masturbate in my room. I had sex in a Japanese garden once, though, on Halloween night. It was pretty cool. It was a little cold, actually. Favorite way to be fucked would be in. I like to bounce up and down on people's laps, I think. Like while my partner's sitting up, and then I just bounce on their cock. Because then I can go as rough as I want, and they can just sit there and they can help lift me up and move me down, kind of like a doll. And it's really wonderful, I think. Switchy boy, but I fit the sub role easier, so I usually fall there. But call me mommy. I can't really push you down, but I'll sit on you. Watch me. Feisty. Power sub, I think, is what they call it. Have you ever had a sexual experience with another girl? If so, tell us a little bit about it. I stayed the night at my friend's house once. She was a little bit older than me, and she'd just gotten a boyfriend, was just starting to like experience sex, I guess. And she like wanted to see if it still felt good with someone that she was like comfortable with, where she could tell them like what she wanted to experience down there. And so she like showed me a little bit. She like felt me up, and played with my clit a little bit and was like, this is where it feels really good to touch and it feels good when stuff comes in and out of here. And then she told me to, it was basically just like eating her out, but she was trying to like make it feel really good. And she was trying to show me where to lick on her that felt like really good. She said that there was this one spot that just felt like lightning, I guess. I don't really remember very well. It was kind of a long time ago. Yeah, that was basically it. It wasn't like orgasmic, and like it felt kind of good, and I wanted to do it again, but I didn't know how to tell her, so I didn't. And then she moved away, and well, that's it. Do you like to go to multiple for? Do you like to go for multiple orgasms, or is one usually enough? Oh no, wait, that's not where I was. Have you ever? Where am I? Holy cat. Ugh. Ah! That girl. Okay. Do you ever use a toy when you masturbate? If so, describe it. Nope, I don't. It's just my hands. They can't buzz, but sometimes they can snap. Okay, I can't really snap, but sometimes. Nope. Nope. Okay, well. Nope, okay. I can't really snap, but sometimes I can snap. Sometimes I get like one, and then I feel really proud. You ever had sex with more than one person at the same time? No, I haven't. Can you remember what it is that inspired you to come the last time you masturbated? Let's see, the last time was a teen impregnation video, I think. No, that was what I searched, and then instead I got a video where they're a couple and they've made a lot of videos, so it's just roleplay, which is good. But the dude, he always, like, pumps her full of cum, and he's kind of like an old, pudgy dude, and he's a little bit hairy, but, and she's, like, a little bit younger than him, and she's really pretty, but kind of older, too, like, maybe 30 or something, mid-30s, and he's, like, 40s, mid-40s. That's not the point. The point is that they, like, she's always like, oh, no, don't come in me. You know, you can't come in me, blah, 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 I'll get pregnant, blah, blah, blah. And then in the end, he always ends up holding her down and, like, pushing into her while she's like, no, stop. And so it was that video. They've got, like, a whole channel on Pornhub, I guess. I've seen a couple of their videos. The one where they're in the hotel room, I think, is the one that I've watched a couple of times. I don't know what their account is called. I'm sure if you just, like, search forced impregnation or something like that, you'll find it. Do you like to go for multiple orgasms, or is one usually enough? Okay, so, I had a dom who wouldn't come and wouldn't let me stop until I already came, like, 3 or 4 times. So now whenever I masturbate, it's really hard to stop after just one. I have to do at least 2, but I feel more comfortable with, like, 3 or 4. It's really made my evenings take a lot longer. Like, it's a lot of fun, but it makes everything take a lot longer, and I always get so much more messy. If you were to record a script, what kind of subject matter would appeal to you? I think that falls in the kink stuff, so I'm going to skip that, because this is 13 minutes long. Are you able to improvise scenes? Not super well. Would I like to do that kind of stuff? It's kind of fun, but I start to stutter, and it takes a long time, and I basically end up just writing my own script anyway. Improvising is a lot of pressure. Please choose a Velcro name to use. I don't know! I don't know. I don't know, Sunshine is cute, and Lollipop is cute, and I definitely want, like, a cute one. I want a really cute one. So something like our Ladybug. I was told that Pippin's too close to something else that was from a different FSA girl, and I don't know all the FSA girl names besides, like, I don't know, the most recent ones. I don't remember them very well, and I don't really keep track. So I don't know. I don't know what to call myself. I've been avoiding it, and now this question really wants me to do it, and I don't know what to do. I don't know. I like flowers too, like pansies and daffodils, and roses and tulips are, like, my favorite. Last spring I went around and I took pictures of all the tulips in towns. There are a bunch of different kinds of tulips that I didn't think there were. Tulips don't always look like tulips. Sometimes they're, like, kind of fuzzy. Like, the edges are kind of fuzzy and it looks like a weird mutation. And sometimes they've got stripes. Did you know that tulips can have stripes? That was the wildest thing to find out. And sometimes they're striped and they have, like, fuzzy edges. And so that's cool. Yeah, I don't know. I really need help coming up with a name. So I'm going to stop now because I'm not going to come up to one under pressure like this.